Car makers in China are also looking to be competitive in the electric car market. Warren Buffett, in fact, sees a lot of potential there. The U.S. billionaire investor has taken an interest in a Chinese company that is developing rechargeable car batteries. As the world's Mary Kay Magstead reports from Beijing, Chinese drivers like the idea of more electric cars hitting their roads.
China's not feeling the global economic pinch as much as many places, but Chinese drivers have felt the pinch of rising fuel prices. Beijing taxi driver Dongyue Xu loves the idea of a battery-run alternative to gas guzzlers. Then again, he says, what happens if you run out of juice on the road? The Chinese car and battery company BYD, which is based in Shenzhen, has been coming up with answers. The first is a hybrid model that will hit the Chinese market next month. Henry Li is the company's export trade division's general manager.
We designed that this vehicle can run on drive on electric alone for about 60 miles, and then the gasoline engine may kick in and continue as a hybrid.
BYD also has plans for a fully electric car that will be introduced around this time next year. Li says that car will be able to drive 200 miles on a single charge and can be recharged to 50% of its capacity in 10 minutes. This is a considerable leap forward from what's on the road so far. The hitch is that the car will be 30 to 40% more expensive than a comparable gas-fueled model. Some Chinese car drivers are already interested. One driver, Lu Shiping, pauses in a shopping mall parking lot next to his shiny black sedan. He's an executive at a coal and real estate company. He says, I'd definitely consider buying an electric car if its appearance and mechanics were okay. After all, gas prices are only going up, and Beijing needs clean air. Beijingers got a taste of blue skies during the Olympics when the government took almost half the city's 3 million vehicles off the roads each day. Now, the city's notoriously bad smog has returned. Lu looks around at the gray haze and says he wouldn't even mind paying a premium for a car that helped bring some of those blue skies back. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.